This is Lorraine Gordon, and I want to congratulate you on your commitment to happiness. You're now taking your first step on your happiness way. This is the first of 6 sessions in this series. Over the course of this program, you will be given simple tools and techniques you need to create your life on purpose, to allow you to live the life of your dreams. A life filled with loving relationships and the emotional and material things that are most important to you. You will understand how you have the ultimate power and how to use that power to create happiness. This program is going to give you simple steps that will change your life. You have at your fingertips everything to begin living the life you've always wanted. During this session, I will give you an overview of the entire series. Don't skip this because you'll be learning the best way to use the program in order to get the most out of it, and I'll be giving you a preview of the information to come. As you go through the program, you'll notice that I repeat important points throughout. I do this because these particular points are essential to your understanding and achieving happiness. Information is the first step. Learning how to use that information is paramount to your success. And I will take you step by step in the best way to really make use of everything you're learning here. I've been teaching, coaching, and speaking on spiritual subjects made practical for many years now. I've specialized in the areas of manifestation, also known as the law of attraction, which is how to manifest what you want in your life. My other area of expertise is in present moment awareness, or learning to live in the present moment. The whole reason anyone wants to learn to manifest and to live in the present moment is to create happiness. And so that's what I've based this series on. This is about learning how to be happy, how to be really happy, and not the kind of happy you feel when your favorite team wins a game, or you get a new car, or someone you've been noticing notices you. I'm talking about the kind of happiness that is soul deep, and isn't dependent on outside circumstances. In other words, things can happen, things that can cause change in your life, sometimes in ways we perceive of as good, and other times in ways we perceive of as not so good. However, this is about getting to that place that regardless of what happens, deep down, you feel a sense of being okay. You're at peace, and you're clear on your purpose. You simply feel good and for no particular reason. You're happy when it's sunny and you're happy when it's gloomy outside. Of course, you experience the ups and downs of every other human on this earth, but experiences and circumstances will no longer have the power to throw you. I have created a companion book for you to use along with this recording. It's filled with exercises to enhance the teachings. And I encourage you to download the book. You can get it as a free PDF by going to yourhappinessway.com/companion book and put in the code word happy. Follow along with the book as you listen. Simply pause the audio session to complete the exercise. I do encourage you to complete all exercises in each section to create a deeper understanding of the material before you go on to the next. I recommend you listen to this program in sequential order, as each teaching builds upon the one before. The teachings are Session 1, the Be Happy Now overview. Session 2, Discovering Your Purpose at Every Age. 3, The Observer. 4, Letting Go of Anger and Forgiving. 5, The Present Moment. And Session 6, Manifestation Made Simple. I recommend that you start this program with an attitude of, I can do this. Remember, all great achievements start with the very first step, and then they're followed with a second step, and a third, and so on. As any busy person knows, the best way to get anything accomplished is to schedule it into your day. Check your calendar and mark off an hour or so a day, or so many hours per week that you can dedicate to these teachings, and try not to let too much time go by between sessions. I've broken the material down into easy-to-understand steps that will take you from A to Z. Remind yourself to stay in a place of allowing the learning to come to you. At any time, should you become overwhelmed, just take a step back. Breathe deeply into your diaphragm and continue with the learning. You can do this. Each audio session is a complete teaching unto itself and includes a meditation that will deepen the learning and help you to create a new habit. The meditations should not be listened to while driving a car and should be given your full attention at a time when you're completely able to devote yourself to them. So let's get started. I've found one of the best ways of self-discovery is to answer leading and thought-provoking questions. Some of my greatest insights have come from this practice, which is why I will be asking you questions that will cause you to probe deeply, to gain the understanding, and to make the necessary changes to create the life you want. So once again, be sure to answer the questions and write those answers down. Use the accompanying companion book for that purpose. This is going to cause you to think and to do some self-discovery. And even if the bolt of lightning doesn't come to you this minute, just give it time and watch the way amazing truths and insights will just magically pop into your mind. And of course, towards the end of this session, I will guide you through a special meditation designed to uncover your happiness truths, your reason for being. Now, I want you to ask yourself the next few questions. Just use your book as you listen, and feel free to pause this recording while you work on your answers. Your answers will give you a very good idea of your deep down beliefs about happiness. Have you been going after things, material things, with the idea that they're going to make you happy? In other words, you'll be happy if you consume as much as possible? Have you been basing your educational goals on the idea that your education will make you happy? Could you be thinking, as soon as I get this degree or I have that accomplishment, I'll be okay, and then I'll be happy? Please don't misunderstand me. Go ahead and get your degrees. Finish your education if that's your goal. Just don't wait until then to be happy. You can be happy now. And how about your job and your achievements? And most of all, your bank account. Are you waiting for that perfect job or to get that promotion or raise, thinking that once you achieve that, you'll be happy? In other words, you'll be happy if you have money, and the more the better. What about your relationships? Are you looking to find or have the kind of relationship that's designed to make you happy? In other words, you'll be happy if you fall in love with the one, and the one falls in love with you? Have you, like so many, just resigned yourself to a life of just getting through and not even expecting to be happy? More about this later, so just keep listening. Have you been distracting yourself with mindless activities, dulling your brain with TV or possibly even substance abuse to forget about your unhappiness? Let's refer back to your first few answers. Look into your history and ask yourself, once you achieved or attained something, how long did it make you happy? If you're being honest with yourself, you'll realize that they didn't make you truly happy. Sure, you might have felt momentary happiness, but what then? So if you're going through your life looking for happiness to appear because of anything you can buy or can be given to you, your degree, your job, a relationship, or anything outside of yourself, you'll never truly be happy. In this series, you'll learn how true happiness, the kind that isn't circumstantial, is achieved and maintained. Because things are always changing, aren't they? You can't count on things or people, for that matter, outside of yourself to stay the same. Think about the relationship that feels so wonderful at first, but then doesn't feel so good after a while. Or that accomplishment, be it an educational goal or even a career goal. At first, you're completely filled up with that. But again, does that wonderful glow that at first colors your entire life last? And how about the car you had to have? Or an article of clothing that you wanted? How long did those things make you feel happy? And if you're like everyone else on the planet, the answer is not for long. Perhaps you're at a place in your life where you're just one step above depression. Are you trying to just get through the day, the week, the year? Maybe you're no longer feeling the strength to go after this or to get that. Or you've just given up on feeling true happiness and you feel defeated or beaten up by life and you're resigned to simply survive. And some of you listening to this series are depressed and have real struggles simply living life because it's difficult to go on feeling as down as you've been. Maybe it's difficult to get out of bed or to try anything new. Or perhaps you're burying your real feelings in some sort of addiction that helps you not to think of your circumstances and your feelings. Learning and incorporating the information in this program will empower you to create happiness. You'll have the knowledge and you'll be developing the skills to create what you're looking for. Waking up in the morning and being happy and feeling good for no particular reason other than the fact that you're alive. To have the energy to accomplish the things you want to accomplish. Not because you need those things to feel good, but because you feel creative and strong and on purpose, and you know that it's your soul's purpose to create. You'll have the desire to create happiness for others, and you'll do so through your behavior and deeds. I know I've had my ups and downs. I became an expert in manifestation techniques at a very early age. And for me, it was in an effort to create safety and control in a household that didn't feel safe, that really wasn't safe. That skill created many things for me throughout the years. Yet after manifesting an elegant lifestyle and many riches, I found I wasn't really happy. And I was always so busy making things happen, I never felt any peace. Then I learned and became an expert in present moment awareness, and I did find enormous satisfaction and happiness in living that way. But then, as life will, it threw me a curve, and I had a huge change, a life-changing occurrence. My stability was violently ripped away from me, and at the same time, my husband of 25 years had some frighteningly serious health problems. And then I lost the only thing I had left, my peace of mind. Fear became my constant companion. Driving in traffic caused me such anxiety, I thought I would lose my mind and forget about flying. And I'd never been a fearful person. And then my health became an issue. And then I lost my ability to manifest. I simply couldn't utilize the ways that had always worked for me in my past, the things I could always count on. And then in my despair and distress, I lost my now. I lost the peace I only found in the present moment. Looking back, I believe there was a bigger reason for those occurrences. You see, because of that, I had to find another way. Going through that bleak period caused me to really dig down and find my truth. I studied everything I could get my hands on, and I personally learned from some of the best teachers of our time in the fields of life transformation, happiness, and manifestation, as well as improving my health with various means. It was my way to survive the trials I was experiencing and to recreate a feeling of security and safety in the world. I had to if I wanted to survive. After many years of diligent and intensive study, research, and meditation, I took what I've learned from the best of the best, and I've synthesized that information into easy-to-understand lessons and techniques that have worked for me and so many of my private clients and students. And now, I'm bringing that to you. When I was miserable, my family felt it. You see, your energy affects those closest to you, and through them, the world. It's the ripple effect. When you're in a good place, people feel it, and they're influenced. And when you help to create happiness in others, it bounces right back to you, and you become even happier. This is just an energetic truth. So why are most of us looking for happiness and trying to attain it, Yet we're not even aware that happiness is the goal, because we don't call it that. When we think about our goals and the things we strive for, we aren't even aware that happiness is what we're really looking for, that happiness is supposed to be the end result. We're calling it different things. And the sad truth is that as much as we're taught, most of us are not taught to be happy. We're taught to be something other than what we are, to get something, to arrive at some place, when really it all comes down to happiness. And the worst thing that most of us are taught is that we're simply not good enough. So much of our cause of unhappiness is from that teaching and the painful self-judgment that comes as a result. So perhaps if we recognize that happiness is supposed to be the end result of getting this and doing that, it would all be a lot easier. Certainly, it would be more direct. Now that we know that it's happiness we want, let's find a direct route to get there. Doesn't that make sense? But first, let's talk about how the things I referred to earlier haven't been bringing you the happiness you've been wanting. So think back. Remember when you got something you were wanting for a long time? And you got it, and you felt good, right? How long did the feeling last? I remember when I was a little girl and I really wanted a brand new red Schwinn bike. And then I remember seeing the glorious red color and the shiny chrome accents with the beautiful black padded seat. I was so happy to ride that bike, and even just to look at the bike. For a little while, that is. One day I remember going out to the yard and my shiny new bike was no longer shiny. It had rusted in places, and the spokes were kind of crooked, and I looked at the bike and wondered what I'd ever seen in it that had created such joy, and why I had wanted it so much. Of course, you're supposed to enjoy and appreciate things, and a lot about being in a state of happiness is just that, appreciation. But the bike and owning it had no lasting value. Like all things, it was transient. So you see, true and lasting happiness couldn't come from a bike when I was a child, or a car when I became an adult. And it's the same for you. We must learn to find our happiness inside, regardless of whether our bike is new, shiny, and red, because you know as well as I do that it won't stay that way. Nothing ever does. We have to get smart enough, wise enough, to make our happiness only dependent on things that are timeless, and those things are accessed within. Certainly acquiring things isn't necessarily bad, and some of those things will make you feel financially stable and secure. They might be satisfying, and they could even be fun. But create long-lasting happiness? No, I don't think so. If you're thinking that you don't have whatever it is deep inside that will create long-lasting and true happiness, or you're worrying about how to get it, don't worry, because that's the reason you're listening to this. That's the reason I'm here and doing this series, to give you what you need. I'm giving you the information and the practices that will bring you what you want. Just keep listening. And remember, great change comes after the first step. Just keep taking one step after the other, and you will arrive where you want to go. Stay with me and know that you can do this. The only way to create happiness and the life of your dreams is to get really, really honest with yourself. Otherwise, you'll get to your goal, provided you have one, and I hope you do, and not achieve the happiness you want, because it really wasn't your desire. It really wasn't your goal. You'll get there and feel empty. You may even wonder why you wanted that in the first place. And wouldn't that be sad? The saddest. Doesn't it make sense to really get clear now on what you want so that you can head in that direction? Now, this may blow your mind, but I do want you to hear it. You really don't have to get anywhere to achieve happiness. Yeah, that's true. It's inside of you, right here, right now. The purpose of these teachings is to show that to you, and also for you to get clear on what you think may add to your life, not what in itself will create happiness. Now let's discuss the observer. The act of observing creates the space where one can be free of emotion, partiality, and or judgment. I've spoken about this throughout all of my teachings, and this is certainly key. If we want to live a happy, fulfilled life, we must observe our thoughts, which of course constitutes awareness and consciousness. Think of the observer this way. If you yourself observe a happening from a distance, isn't it true that you can stay emotionally impartial, or certainly more impartial than if it was happening to you? And doesn't that mean that you have better access to your intelligent thinking faculties? And of course, in these teachings, it also means that you have access to expanded awareness. That is information and intelligence beyond the mind. So if all that is true, doesn't it make sense to stay in the place of the observer? The observer is like an impartial reporter. When you're in tune with the observer, you will receive feedback on how you're thinking, feeling, and reacting. It's important to know that the observer does not sound like an angry parent, school teacher, or a bully. If you're hearing that in your mind, I want you to know it's not the observer. That's something else I like to call the inner ogre. But more about that can be found in subsequent programs and teachings. A good way to bring about this awareness is to start by asking yourself questions like, what am I thinking about right now? Am I judging what I'm hearing, seeing, or feeling? Am I actually present here, now experiencing this moment? Or am I thinking about something I should have done, or that I've left undone, or that I have to do? Of course, there's a time and place to think about these things, but I want you to learn to do so at the appropriate time. The observer or the witness state really is the key to consciousness, yet very few people practice observing what is going on within themselves. This isn't taught to us as a whole, and it's foreign to our way of being, yet I tell you, it is vital. Hours, days, weeks, years, even lifetimes go by in a miserable state simply because the person is thinking about or focusing on what makes them miserable or unhappy. Being in touch with the observer allows you to know what you're thinking, and then you're able to change your focus. The observer lets you know when you're thinking thoughts that can bring about unhappiness. Now you have a choice. You can see why the observer really is critical to your happiness. Now, you may think that it's easy to know if you're thinking or focusing on things that are causing you unhappiness. But really, you have to train yourself to notice and to catch it. Most of our thinking is just plain habit. Do you know that as soon as you think negatively about another, it changes your vibration and not to one of happiness? As soon as you judge someone negatively, you steal your own happiness. It's so important to be vigilant, constantly watching what you're thinking and how you're feeling, and particularly how you're reacting, if happiness is what you want to achieve. Now, how about this one? You aren't even the thinker. No, you aren't the thinker. You are the observer. Yes, you are the one who observes the thought. The one who is connected with all that is. Now, really understanding this concept can take years of spiritual study and discipline. So for the purposes of this teaching, simply try and accept what I'm saying. Try not to argue with these words, put off judgment, and give these practices time. And then if this doesn't work for you, judge and argue all you want. After all, the only thing you stand to lose is your unhappiness. The real you isn't judgmental and doesn't rely on others to make things good or bad or to make them happy or unhappy. It simply accepts everything exactly as it is. You see, the thinker, that which you most identify with, is really the persona you've developed because of early programming. You've developed thoughts, values, and ideas that aren't necessarily your true nature. And unfortunately, many of these thoughts don't create happiness. If you're conscious, and I mean you, the observer, you catch these erroneous thoughts and therefore they don't impact you. Now, the average person has about 65,000 thoughts a day, and most of them are repetitive. 65,000 thoughts a day. It's important to understand that you receive your thoughts much like tuning a radio. It depends on what station you're on or the frequency you're attuned to. So think of it this way. Billions of thoughts are floating around you. You could tune into any of them, but you grab or receive certain thoughts, usually the same thoughts over and over, depending on your vibration. Why do they say nothing is new under the sun? If you think of it, it's been thought before. These concepts, these thoughts are available to all, but you only receive the ones you're in alignment with. One of my favorite teachers today, Eckhart Tolle, says, "The mind is a superb instrument if used rightly. Used wrongly, however, it becomes very destructive." To put it more accurately, it is not so much that you use your mind wrongly. You usually don't use it at all. It uses you. This is the disease. You believe that you are your mind. This is the delusion. The instrument has taken you over. So the point I'm trying to make here is to be very conscious of your thoughts. Observe, and as you do, you will naturally begin to attune to a higher pattern of thought. You will recognize how many of your thoughts are based on old beliefs, on a value system that was set up for you that you no longer hold. When you recognize how many of your thoughts are negative or fearful or judgmental, you will choose different thoughts. That will certainly make for a happier life. Life has a purpose. When you live that purpose, inner happiness develops, and inner happiness can't be taken away. So once again, get very honest with yourself. Are you doing, achieving, and getting things because you want them? Or is it possible that you're doing those things because of someone else's values? Answering these questions may feel a little uncomfortable now, but imagine how you'd feel getting to the end of your life and then realizing that you'd lived it for someone else's happiness, or for the good opinion of someone else, or a group of someone else's, perhaps society's. And interestingly enough, after you've done this exercise, I mean really done it, it may be that you don't even have that much in common with the person or people that gave you these values. You may not even want them to be deeply in your life. Who knows? You may not even really like them. So many of us believe that things and achievements will make us happy. But does it ever end? After you get one thing you've been wanting, don't you just start going after something else, putting you back in the same emotional frame of mind that you were in while getting the first thing? I mean, when you first get whatever you get, there may be a moment of exciting pleasure or accomplishment, but it doesn't last. As a child, it was a bike. But as an adult, I remember really wanting a bigger television. I got it, and for a day or two, it was nice. But that really was some kind of turning point for me when I realized that a TV, no matter what size, just wasn't making me happy. It wasn't really changing my life. It was just another television. And the truth is, it's exactly that way with most things, bigger or smaller. The energy is the same. The wanting more, the burst of satisfaction or happiness, and then the letdown when you realize that this isn't it. They are what they are with no power to create happiness. When you feel gratitude and appreciation for what you have, that's what creates happiness, not the actual item itself. You've probably heard this quote by Einstein. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Yet aren't we all doing that? Haven't you done all these things I'm talking about? Haven't you gone after one thing and then another thing or a bigger thing or a better thing, all the while expecting that that will make you happy, only never really experiencing the big prize, long-lasting happiness? And when I say thing, it could be anything material. It could be a degree or a position. It could be social or a relationship, a partner, a husband, a wife. I'm referring to all of that when I say thing. Or here's a thought. Maybe we don't really need to get anything in order to be happy. And I think that bears repeating. Maybe we don't really need to get anything in order to be happy. Now, of course, I'm assuming your basic needs are met. Food, shelter, clothing, and reasonably good health. After that, what do we really need to be happy? I ask you. According to recent studies, once a financial baseline has been met, the happiness level stays pretty much the same, regardless of how much more money a person makes. No matter how much more people make, they don't report any greater degree of happiness. First of all, most of us were never taught that happiness is a choice. We're under the impression that it's a roll of the dice. Yes, happiness is a choice, and you can choose to be happy. Simple, isn't it? You may be saying to yourself, how can I choose to be happy? I need this, and I haven't achieved that, and my health isn't what I want. I'm overweight, and I'm too tall or too short, or I don't have the job I want. I'm not married. My children aren't doing well in school. I don't fit in. I'm not good looking. You name it, and believe me, I've heard it, and many times felt it or thought it. But the truth is, happiness is a choice. You can choose to be happy regardless of what's going on in your life. That's an empowering truth. I will be giving you much more about this later in this series, as well as tools and techniques that teach you to access happiness. John Lennon is quoted as saying, "When I was 5 years old, my mother always told me that happiness was the key to life. When I went to school, they asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wrote down happy. They told me I didn't understand the assignment, and I told them they didn't understand life." Happiness requires a shift in how you perceive life. The greatest teachers will tell you that information is the greatest precursor to growth. As you digest the information, it begins to make sense to you, and then you naturally incorporate it into your belief system. Your thoughts begin to reflect this new belief, and as a result, your actions and manifestations fall into alignment. Do not despair if there's a time lag between your new thinking and the physical manifestation of your desires. Sometimes it can happen in an instant, and sometimes it takes a little longer. You can do this. Never give up. Now, for a moment, I want to talk about what we need to give up in order to be happy. The Buddha said, "You will not be punished for your anger. You will be punished by your anger." Now I ask you, how much anger do you have within? How often do you find it bubbling up? And of course, if you're harboring a lot of anger, then it makes sense that you find a lot of things going on in your life that will make you angry. Wayne Dyer says, "You don't attract what you want, you attract what you are." So if you're holding a lot of anger, of course, you will attract more situations into your life that will make you feel angry, and you'll attract angry people. I will be giving you simple tools to purge some of that anger and techniques that will help you to stop creating more anger. So keep listening. Now, take the time to answer the following questions in your companion book. Am I angry? What am I angry about? What am I angry at myself for? What have I done that I believe is unforgivable? Am I punishing myself with my thoughts because of that belief? What am I angry at another for? What has someone else done that I believe is unforgivable? Am I punishing another with my thoughts, actions, and words because of that belief? And in so doing, am I punishing myself? And that brings us to forgiveness. It's long been known that the real reason to forgive isn't for the person you're forgiving. It's for you. When we hold a grudge or anger, that's just it. We're holding it. It's our burden, our bag of stuff, and it's heavier and heavier. And it's compounded when we're angry at ourselves. So once again, look within. And if you haven't yet, go back and answer the previous questions. Later, as part of this series, I will go through a process of forgiveness and give you some techniques that you can use regularly to keep yourself free of this heavy burden you carry when you don't forgive. I really love the following quote. So please get present for a moment and pay attention to the magnificence of this. Just take a couple of breaths to center yourself and listen. Forgiveness is the fragrance that the violet sheds on the heel that has crushed it. Forgiveness is the fragrance that the violet sheds on the heel that has crushed it. By Mark Twain. Now that's forgiveness. Imagine having that kind of forgiveness in your heart. Studies show that people who forgive are happier and healthier than those who hold resentments. They have shown how forgiveness improves physical health, and they've discovered that when people simply think about forgiving an offender, it leads to improved functioning in their cardiovascular and nervous systems. A study at the University of Wisconsin found the more forgiving people were, the less they suffered from a wide range of illness, and the less forgiving people reported a greater number of health problems. And the good news is, there is research that shows that forgiveness can be learned. Once again, keep listening to this series because I will be giving you simple step-by-step techniques to use for all the emotions and life situations I'm bringing up here. Now let's talk about change. Are you afraid of change? Do you find yourself clinging to what is, not leaving any room for anything new? The truth is, things are always changing, and it takes that realization and a coming to grips with that fact in order to be happy. Nothing outside of yourself ever stays the same. The truth is, you don't even stay the same once you were a baby, right? So where's the baby? There is no more baby. It slowly changed into you. You didn't resist that. You simply accepted that and you're okay. Everything changes. Relationships, money, popularity, the weather, the state of the economy, nothing stays the same. And we need to become completely comfortable and flexible, knowing that any moment the status quo can and will change, and that cannot create or take away our happiness. You can be happy during and after change happens, but only if you accept the change. How about one day someone you respect gives you a compliment and you feel happy? And then the next day he or she doesn't give you a compliment and you feel unhappy. How crazy is it for us to base our happiness on things outside of ourselves or on someone's opinion of us? The weather changes, right? So how ridiculous is it to allow the weather to make you unhappy? Do you have any control over the weather? Just today, when I woke up, I found that my adorable little 2.5-year-old Maltipoo Kiki had a bad stomach overnight and left me with multiple gifts throughout the house. I noticed this just as I was taking her out for her walk, and I figured I would simply clean up the mess, or I should say messes, when I got home. Now, I normally love this walk. My neighborhood is beautiful with lots of grown-in trees and greenery. I live in Southern California, and the sky is normally a beautiful blue, and the weather is warm and comfortable. We walk to a nearby park that has a grove of my favorite oak trees, and among them are two that I really love. I feel particularly spiritual and centered and in touch when standing underneath these trees. So what I'm saying is that I normally love this part of my day, but today I kept thinking about the mess I would return to and how difficult that particular cleanup would be. It actually kept me from enjoying my beautiful walk. It kept me from being happy, until I got conscious, that is, and recognized that it was my choice to focus on the mess or to focus on the good. And that's the truth, regardless of what it is that's making you unhappy. In this case, it really was a mess. But if focusing on anything is making you less than happy, then it is a mess. And it's your choice to focus on it or to focus on your good. So once I got conscious, I made a decision to be in the present moment, on my beautiful walk with my precious pup, and be happy. It's just that simple. And yes, I really did enjoy the rest of the walk. I love the following quote, and try to keep this in the forefront of your mind, even when your dog messes up your carpet or when something more disturbing occurs. The Buddha said, "When you realize how perfect everything is, you will tilt your head back and laugh at the sky." Now we're on to self-referral. In order to discover whether or not you're in self-referral, answer the following questions in your companion book. Do you depend on events outside of yourself to create your happiness? How deeply is your mood influenced when you're complimented or made over? How emotionally affected are you by the state of the economy, the world news, or the weather? I'm certainly not saying that you shouldn't have compassion and concern for things you can do something about. Of course you should, and in fact, most of us do. But the point is that you can still be happy. Being happy and living a happy life doesn't mean burying your head in the sand and being oblivious to others' troubles. And it certainly doesn't mean being selfish and self-centered. In fact, quite the opposite. But more about that later. Now, back to the questions. What is your daily happiness dependent on? Now, be honest here. So once again, what has to happen or not happen for you to be happy? Do you need your grown child to call you every day? Or do you need to have a particular food available to you? Or not miss an episode of your favorite soap? And what do you find you usually do to bring yourself out of unhappiness? If your answer is, I take a walk, I get into nature, I meditate, or anything that truly lifts your spirit, even dancing, or something that's creative, terrific. But how many need that shopping spree, that chocolate, that cocktail, or any diversion or escape to just stop feeling? Think about your answers and recognize that you can be happy regardless of the weather, the economy, or if you're perceived of as good or beautiful or smart on any given day. When you begin to make your happiness up to you, your whole world changes, and for the better. Now a little about compassion, a very important trait for happiness. The Dalai Lama says, "I believe compassion to be one of the few things we can practice that will bring immediate and long-term happiness to our lives. I'm not talking about the short-term gratification of pleasures like sex, drugs, or gambling, though I'm not knocking them, but something that will bring true and lasting happiness, the kind that sticks." The Dalai Lama. One definition of compassion is the ability to understand the emotional state of another person or even oneself. This can be confused with empathy. But compassion has the added element of having a desire to alleviate or reduce the suffering of another. When we're compassionate, we're able to perceive others differently. We're generally less judgmental and assume that others have their own reasons for doing whatever it is they do. When we're compassionate, we tend to see the best in others. Or in other words, we give them a break and we feel happier when we do. That's what this is all about, feeling happy. When you're compassionate, you feel better. Doesn't it make sense to find compassion within, and especially to find it for yourself? Now a little about the present moment. In the present moment, you find peace. And truly, the only way to feel happiness, to be happy, is in the present moment. You can't think about being happy. You have to actually be happy. You can't remember being happy and actually be happy. It has to be experienced in the present moment. When life is experienced and accepted as it is, happiness is a natural result. The sad truth is that rather than being in the moment, we're normally busy thinking about, worrying about, or fearing tomorrow. And that certainly doesn't create happiness. Or we're busy remorsing about or feeling guilty about the past. Living and thinking in that way doesn't allow us to be in the present moment. Or we're busy going from activity to activity and diverting our minds so that we can't actually appreciate the beauty, the perfection of this moment here and now. When we accept this moment as it is, without comparing it to any other, all is well. If it weren't, we wouldn't be thinking about it. We would be in action. For example, if there was a fire or something, you wouldn't be thinking about it. You'd be too busy taking action and putting the fire out. Think of it this way. Have you ever looked forward to a vacation? Much of your mind was preoccupied with things like, when I go on vacation, I'll be happy. Then the time is soon approaching and you're worried and stressed about what you will pack. And you think to yourself, after I pack, I'll be happy. And then you're on the way to the airport and you're in traffic. And you think to yourself, when I get on the plane, I'll be happy. And then you get on the plane and there's a little turbulence and you think to yourself, well, when I get to my destination, I'll be happy. Then you get to the hotel and checking in is a bit challenging. And you think to yourself, when I get to my room and unpack, I'll be happy. And then you start to unpack and think to yourself, when I get to lie on the beach, I'll be happy. And then you finally get to the beach, spread your towel, and lay in the warm sun. You enjoy the light breeze, the feeling of the warm sand under you for a moment before you think, only 5 more days and I'll be back at work again. And now you're thinking about how little time you have to enjoy yourself. By now, it's probably obvious that thinking this way doesn't create happiness. And chances are you weren't able to enjoy any of these moments, the ones you perceive of as good and the ones you perceive of as bad. Living in the present moment takes consciousness, and it's a habit, and you can develop it. Living in the present moment is the only place you find happiness. And once again, in these teachings, I will be giving you simple, proven techniques that will bring you fully into the present moment. The following is a wonderful quote by the Buddha and worth thinking about. Now and then, it's good to pause in our pursuit of happiness and just be happy. The Buddha. Now a little about manifestation. Manifestation takes more than just positive thinking. Everything you'll be learning throughout this program will be helping you to create an energy field that aligns with what you're wanting. A field that resonates with the energy of forgiveness, love, compassion, and gratitude. In session 6, I will be giving you specific techniques, meditations, and ways of forming your thoughts, goals, and affirmations that will work to cause your desires to appear in your physical world. You'll see I've provided you with a blank page in your notebook at the end of each segment. Use this to jot down notes and to record any insights that you receive. Now let's prepare for a guided meditation. Try to make sure you're allowing yourself enough time to complete the process without interruption and without feeling rushed. In order to reap the full benefits, you must honor this time just for you. And if now isn't a good time, make an appointment with yourself and come back to this later. Please put yourself in a quiet, comfortable environment where you feel safe and secure. and don't attempt this while driving. Turn off the phone and all noise-making distractions. Take your shoes off, loosen your belt, and sit relaxed with your back in a straight, upright position and your head in alignment with your spine. You may choose a reclining position, but know that you could fall asleep. Now, close your eyes. Intend to relax your body and breathe in by inhaling through your nose. Take the air deeply into your diaphragm, extending your belly out slightly. Exhale slowly, and your belly should contract slightly. Your shoulders should not be moving up around your ears, and your chest should not be pumping in and out with every breath. This is all about the diaphragm. Once again, as you breathe in, your diaphragm balloons out. As you exhale, your belly contracts slightly. Breathing in and breathing out. 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 As you listen to the instructions, continue this nice deep diaphragmatic breath. As you notice outside distractions or other thoughts going through your mind, simply breathe and watch your thoughts. Don't fight them. Acknowledge the thought, breathe, and simply bring your attention back to the sound of my voice. You may find this happening over and over. Simply observe the thought and bring your attention back to the sound of my voice. Now we're going to do a 4-4 breath. Just continue your deep belly breaths while I explain the 4-4 breath to you. Don't do it now. Simply continue breathing deeply into your diaphragm, and once I've explained the process, you'll begin to do it with me. You will breathe into the count of four. You will hold your breath for the count of four. You will breathe out for the count of four, and you'll hold for the count of four. And you'll do that 4 times. Now let's start the 4-4 breath. Breathing in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathing out, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathing in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathing out, 2, 3, 4. And hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathing in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathing out, 2, 3, 4, and hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathing in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathing out, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Simply continue taking nice deep belly breaths, breathing in your nose and out, and listen to the sound of my voice. Just follow along with me. Now, if you can, remember back to a time when you felt completely happy. A time you remember radiating with an inner happiness. You were so filled up with a warm and comfortable feeling that you could feel tears of happiness behind your eyes, or perhaps you even shed those tears. Your heart was completely full, and you were joyful in a profound way. Just remember back to that time. Breathing in and breathing out. And if this isn't easily accessible, that's perfectly okay. If you don't remember a time where you ever felt that way, don't despair. You can't do this wrong. I'm with you and guiding you to this happiness place. Simply listen to the sound of my voice and allow yourself to remember back to that magical time, or allow yourself to imagine a time like that. Either way, remember or imagine, remember or imagine. Now just see yourself radiating with the beautiful glow of happiness. See yourself in this place that you remember, or a place of your imagination, simply radiating happiness and joy, quietly radiating the kind of happiness and peace that comes from within and can't be taken away. You may be remembering back or imagining a time you felt completely loved, or it may be a time you loved completely. Perhaps there was another person in this picture, a family member, an intimate friend. Perhaps there was your baby. Or maybe this memory or imagining has a lovely innocent animal or something found in nature. It could be a magnificent sunrise, a sunset, the ocean, or the mountains. Whatever it is for you, that's perfect. Whatever you're drawn to is perfect. Just imagine or see yourself in that place experiencing profound happiness. See the glow on your face. Look into your eyes and see the peace and happiness radiating. See the light radiating from your eyes. Breathing in and breathing out. And if there are others around you, notice their warm reaction to you and how your energy of love and happiness envelops them as well. Now, watching yourself in this picture, simply breathe. Breathing in and breathing out, and breathing in and breathing out. And now I want you to imagine you can step right into your body in this picture. Imagine that you can walk right into that scene and into your body. Breathing in and breathing out. You can do this. Remember, you can't do it wrong. And if a thought comes into your mind, simply acknowledge it. Stay relaxed and bring your attention back to the sound of my voice. Just stay with me. I'm guiding you right into it. Now simply step into your body as it is in that scene. Imagine yourself stepping right into your body as it is in the scene. Feel as if you're wriggling into your body, as if putting on clothes that fit you perfectly. Wriggling into your body now, as it is in that picture. Breathing in and breathing out. Now, as you look out through your eyes, you're looking out through your eyes in that scene. You are in that scene, experiencing the happiness and the feelings. Getting comfortable in that place now and looking out of your eyes. Completely relaxing into that body and becoming one with it. In complete harmony, breathing in and breathing out, breathing in and breathing out, in your body, in that scene. Now staying in that place, just lightly scan your body. Just notice the inner energy field of your body. You can do this. Just stay with me. You are in this incredibly happy place and noticing how your body feels. Starting at the bottom of your feet, feeling the energy, and now moving up through your ankles. Now into your calves and your shins. Breathing in and breathing out. Moving into your knees and notice the energy in your knees. And now up into your thighs. Noticing the energy in your thighs and the feeling of life in your body. It's now moving into your pelvic region and your hips. Feeling the energy of your body now up into your stomach, your chest, and lingering in your heart. Notice how bright and light-filled your heart is, how warm. Now moving up to your shoulders and down your arms, just feeling the energy. And now into your hands. Wiggle your fingers and notice how you can feel the energy moving. Now bringing your attention around to the base of your spine, up your spinal column, and now your rib cage. Simply noticing the energy of your body, up your back now, into your shoulder blades, up and into the backs of your shoulders. Simply feeling the energy. Once again, notice the feeling of warmth in your chest, moving into your throat and your neck. Just feeling the inner energy field of your body. Breathing in and breathing out. Now moving into your chin, your mouth, your teeth, your nose and cheeks, your eyes within their sockets, and now your forehead. Just feel the energy within your forehead. Around now to the back of your head, up the back of your head, feeling the energy of your ears. Now up to the crown of your head, meeting the energy in your forehead. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. And breathing in and breathing out. You're in this place of complete inner happiness, and you're feeling your inner energy field. You can feel the smile on your face and the lift of your cheeks as you smile. You can feel your heart radiating with joy and happiness that is like no other feeling you've ever had. Just breathing and feeling, breathing and feeling. Notice how you can feel your body radiating with a beautiful warm light. So warm, you're warmed from the inside out. You can feel this light radiating out from your body as you breathe. As you breathe in and you breathe out, you see your energy field expanding and contracting slightly along with your breath. Now imagine that this is the light of happiness. You are radiating complete happiness and contentment. Breathing and experiencing happiness and radiating that beautiful glowing light, that warm light filling your body and radiating from your core, the energy of your body pulsing with a calm and peaceful joy, a feeling of inner happiness that cannot be disturbed by anything outside of yourself. No thing, no happening can take this feeling away from you. Now going into your heart, simply going into your heart, breathing in and breathing out. Feel the feeling in your heart. Notice the warmth and imagine the color of light that it's radiating. This beautiful warm glow radiating from your heart. No one, no thing, no happening or circumstance can ever take this feeling away from you. And you can go to this place anytime you desire. Now breathing in and breathing out. You're so aware of this feeling, the feeling of your entire body, and especially your heart. Feeling and knowing, feeling and knowing that this has been imprinted so deeply on you that you can access this at any time you really want to. You'll be able to recall this beautiful, warm, joyful, content feeling at any time you really want or need to. Now breathing in and breathing out, preparing to move back into your body and your place of meditation, thanking yourself for allowing the feelings to make themselves known. Just silently thank your inner self and your body for allowing you to feel all of these beautiful feelings. Now stepping out of your body in that scene and moving back into your body in this place of meditation. And breathing in and breathing out. Getting comfortable back in your body in this time and this place. Just listening to the sound of my voice and breathing. With your eyes still closed, begin to slowly move your head around upon your shoulders. Just lightly begin to move your head around upon your shoulders. Now drop your chin down upon your chest and put your hands together in a prayer-like position. Rub them together lightly as if warming them over a fire. And with your eyes still closed, bring the palms of your hands up to your face. Covering your face and eyes now with your hands and noticing the contours of your face. Loving the contours of your face as if you would love a small child. Just you appreciating you. Taking a nice deep breath now and slowly allow the light to filter through your fingers. Gently opening your eyes, slowly getting accustomed to the light in the room. Bringing yourself back to the here and now, in this place, in this room. Good. Now, notice how you feel. And know that as you do this meditation more and more, you will more easily and fully access the feelings of happiness that actually do radiate through your body. This will get better and easier as you practice this meditation more and more. Between now and the time you listen to the next session, I encourage you to do this meditation often and to access the feelings you experienced even when not in meditation. It's very important that you intend to remember the feelings and go back to them, both in and out of meditation. By the time you finish this series, you will have experienced your power to live the life you desire. A life filled with happiness and loving relationships. A life filled with the emotional and material things that you want and that are most important to you. You will understand how you have the ultimate power, and you will know how to use that power to create the happiness you've only dreamed of. Congratulations! You now have at your fingertips what you need to begin living the life you've only dreamed of. Be sure and block time to join me for the next session, Discovering Your Purpose at Every Age.